Prepare to have your health questions answered here on Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley, owner of Binkley Healing Center in downtown Ventura. Now, here's Dr. Todd.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley, board-certified non-force doctor of chiropractic and practitioner of functional medicine. I identify conditions other doctors miss by doing tests that most other doctors don't do, usually because your insurance considers them medically unnecessary and doesn't want to pay for them. But it doesn't cost as much as you might think to get comprehensive testing to identify conditions that get overlooked and underlie a lot of misery and pain and suffering or just, you know, minor symptoms, even things that you'd really rather not have to deal with. If you've been to a doctor and told there's nothing wrong with you, but you don't feel right, there probably is something wrong with you. You just haven't identified it yet. And there is a safe, effective, natural solution for almost any health challenge. We're going to talk about supplements today. I get a lot of questions about, you know, what's the best supplement for this or that. And I'm going to describe a really exciting case about an 82-year-old lady who we were able to get her blood pressure to drop 30 points. That's a big deal. It's not easy to reduce someone's blood pressure by 30 points in their 80s with no medication. When I talk about functional medicine, a safe, effective, natural solution to almost any health challenge, there are three main things that I use to achieve that, and they are better food, exercise, and supplements. There are other things that are important: getting a good night's sleep, doing things to reduce stress in your life, having a good spiritual practice. Most of the listeners here probably have that covered, or doing something as simple as meditation and deep breathing exercises. Also, releasing physical stress from your body by having a good stretching routine. But the most important things that I find that make the biggest difference when people come to see me are counseling them on how to get better food, exercise, and supplements in response to the testing that we do to identify what their body needs. This is the most important thing. I cannot stress this enough. You are as different on the inside as you are on the outside. There are no one-size-fits-all solutions for any health issue. The medical profession standards of care tries to do a one-size-fits-all treatment based on tests that show that the drugs they give you are not dangerous enough to kill you, but helpful enough to solve a certain crisis, acute condition, or manage a chronic condition. But there's a big difference between drugs and supplements. So that's a common question I get. What is the difference between drugs and supplements? Drugs are essential when you need to intervene now and get a quick, specific, controlled, reliable response to something that's ailing you, maybe to save your life even. And drugs work by altering and manipulating cell receptors and biochemical pathways in your body. They block receptors on cells or increase cell receptor activity. They directly alter enzymatic and other chemical pathways that immediately change your physiology. And they're often essential. If your heart has stopped, an injection of epinephrine directly into your heart may get it started again and save your life. Or if you have anaphylactic shock from some form of allergy, opening your airways with an EpiPen, also epinephrine, adrenaline, can save your life. If you have a stroke and your blood circulation is cut off to parts of your brain, getting to the hospital as quickly as possible to take something that will reduce the clotting that's blocking those arteries and restore blood flow to the brain before too much damage is done. Obviously, these things are all essential. But none of these drugs do anything to improve your health. There's a bold statement. I'm going to say it again. Drugs don't improve your health. They may save your life. They're amazing at treating disease, but they don't improve your health. The only things that improve your health are things that enhance the internal mechanisms that your body was designed with to use to heal and maintain itself. Better, good food, full, nutrient-rich food, exercise, moving your body the way it was designed to be moved, the way we've been moving our bodies most of the time for most of our existence on a grand scale. And where necessary, based on comprehensive testing, using supplemental nutrients to fill in the gaps that you're not getting from your food. So drugs are essential when you need to intervene and get a quick, specific, controlled, predictable response, but they're all toxic to the body precisely because they interfere with normal human physiology. Normal control mechanisms are overridden, and consuming too much or too many drugs can easily kill you. Properly prescribed medications, not medical errors, not some instance where the pharmacist couldn't read the doctor's handwriting. Properly prescribed drugs kill nearly 100,000 people every year. By contrast, nutrients are foods that our bodies have evolved the ability to assimilate and utilize for sustaining life. I'm going to say that again. Nutrients, like food, are things that our bodies have been experiencing and learned how to utilize for healing and repairing cells. They're the raw materials for building and maintaining every tissue and organ in your body. They're non-toxic because they support normal human physiology. Innate control mechanisms are maintained when you eat good food and take supplements that have been identified as missing on comprehensive testing. If you consume more than you need of most nutrients, your body will simply excrete them. Well, if supplements are so great, why do you always hear these news stories continually coming out saying this vitamin or that was proven to be useless for this or that condition? You know, the best advice I can give you is if you hear a study slamming some vitamin saying it's useless for and proven to be not effective for this or that, number one, email me that and I'll give you a response. I'll look up the original data on that study and explain to you why that study was probably doomed to failure at the outset. So much money is wasted, time and money is wasted by myopic medical researchers trying to study supplements, nutrients, like they were drugs. Nutrients do not work like drugs. And most of these studies use insufficient dosages, inferior forms, and most importantly, they're just idiotic by design because they test nutrients in isolation. Nutrients don't work in isolation. They're synergistic. They work in combinations, like the nutrients in foods, supplements. And these studies also test them in isolation and never consider the diet and lifestyle of the person who's taking them. Supplements are called supplements because they're meant to supplement a good diet. They do not replace healthy food. So when you hear about a study that declares conclusively that vitamin D doesn't work for this or that, or vitamin C, or coenzyme Q10, or fish oil, or anything else, probably the best thing to do is just ignore it, because almost all of these studies are poorly designed from the outset, or biased, or basically useless. But if you want to know more, please, I invite you to email me any such study that you hear about, and I'll look up the base data and reply to you and explain it on air why such studies are so misleading. There is one common thing you hear all the time, though, that is absolutely true. Most multivitamins are useless, or nearly useless. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley, discussing with you safe, effective, natural solutions to almost any health challenge. And yes, I just said it, I'll say it again. Most multivitamins are nearly useless. Why is that? The main reason is because most multivitamins are one-a-day multivitamins. Everyone wants one pill. Just give me one pill, I'll take it. Store shelves have always been and will always be stocked with one-a-day multivitamins. Most one-a-day multivitamins are nearly useless. And the reason for that is because the purpose of taking them, I recommend that all of my patients take a multivitamin, and it is never a one-a-day multivitamin. The main reason to take a multivitamin is not for the vitamins, but for a mineral. So we call them multivitamins, but all multivitamins are multivitamin and mineral supplements. And you can get vitamins from food. If you eat any decent amount of vegetables, you can get most of the vitamins that you need, many at least, of the vitamins that you need from food. There's exceptions. No one gets enough vitamin D from their food, for example. But you can get vitamins from food, but you can't get, most people do not get, after testing thousands of people myself and with my colleagues, hundreds of thousands of people around the country, most people do not get enough minerals from their food. Most people do not get enough calcium and magnesium and manganese and selenium and chromium and zinc and molybdenum and germanium. These are essential cofactors in enzymatic reactions in every tissue and cell pathway, chemical pathway in your body. You need minerals to function, and most people do not get enough minerals from their diet. Well, why is that? The food we eat comes from soil that has been so depleted by conventional farming that there's no minerals left, not enough, at least, minerals left in the soil. So how are they going to end up in your food? Unless your diet includes a lot of super greens, unless you're eating a lot of kale, spinach, broccoli, anything dark green in abundance every day, then I can guarantee you, when we test you, you will show functional deficiencies of many, many minerals. So there are three common supplements I recommend to almost anyone. The best thing is to get proper comprehensive testing done to identify your specific needs, things that are missing from your diet. Think of your bloodstream like this. Your bloodstream, I like to call it a river of life. Imagine your bloodstream is a river that is constantly coursing throughout your entire body, and there are construction crews waiting on both sides of this river. The guys are there. They've got their tools. They're ready to rebuild. They're ready to heal and repair tissues throughout your body. They're waiting. All they need is the materials. They're waiting on something to be delivered that they need that's essential, without which they cannot heal and repair that tissue. So that river of life is your bloodstream. And if those nutrients are not in your bloodstream, when that crew is there waiting to heal your kidney, some part of your liver, repair your joints to reduce or prevent arthritis, especially provide nutrients to your brain to prevent the catastrophic neurodegeneration that is just getting worse and worse every year in our society as we get older, right? People didn't used to live that long, so neurodegeneration in your brain that causes Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other neurodegenerative diseases was less of a problem. But the river of life in your body is your responsibility. If you want those construction crews that are waiting day after day to repair the parts of your body that need attention and maintain them, then you must provide that supply. You must provide them with the nutrients necessary. So one of the most important things to make that happen is to take a good multivitamin. A good multivitamin is almost always four capsules a day, three or four capsules. If you weigh less than 120 pounds, three might be enough. My favorite multivitamin, it's not the only good one. I tell my patients all the time, the supplements that I stock in my office and most commonly recommend to my patients are not the only good ones. They're not the only ones that work. They are ones that I've been giving to hundreds, thousands of patients. My colleagues that I speak with at seminars several times every year have collectively given to hundreds of thousands of patients, tested them before and after to prove that they achieve the desired result. That's how you, the only way I know to find out if any particular supplement, product, nutrient works is to give it to several thousand people and test them before and after and see if it achieves the intended result. So Alpha Base by Orthomolecular Products is the multivitamin that I recommend to all of my patients. And again, I recommend it not for vitamins, but for the minerals. It has minerals that are as close as you can get in capsule form to the plant-based forms that we would all ideally get from our diet, but usually fail to do. So these plant-based, plant-like forms of minerals in these four capsules are bulky. They take up space. And most multivitamins are just made from minerals that are mined from the surface of the earth. And so you can put a certain amount of zinc, chromium, magnesium, calcium, etc., into one pill and test it. And they have to be tested. That's one thing the government does, is make sure that what's on the label is in the tablet. But does that mean it actually enters your... Does anybody ever test to see whether those one-a-day useless Centrum Silver multivitamins, Kirkland vitamins from Costco. You know, you get what you pay for. One-a-day multivitamins, the minerals in one-a-day multivitamins usually just pass straight through your body and into the toilet. So the most expensive vitamin you'll ever take, the most wasteful, the most money you'll ever waste on a supplement is the one that just passes straight through your body without any benefit. So the forms of minerals that are like the ones that plants make, instead of just mining minerals directly from the surface of the earth, isolating them, grinding them up, and putting them into one tablet that everyone wants, if a spinach plant or a broccoli plant in that same dirt, and those minerals are absorbed through the roots of that plant and then bound up in the leaves and the fruit and the stalks of whatever vegetable it is, in forms that our bodies recognize, that that they automatically understand how to break down and easily assimilate and utilize for all those so important pathways that are required to heal and maintain our organs and tissues. So to get something like that in a multivitamin, manufacturers that make the best quality multivitamins have figured out ways to develop minerals that are bound up in forms similar to the ones in plants. And they're bulky. They take up space. They just will not fit in a decent daily dose to keep you healthy, to keep most people healthy, will or give you a chance of being healthier than you otherwise would be. Keep that river of life flowing with the materials those construction crews need to heal and repair every part of your body. Those plant-like based minerals will not fit into one capsule. They're bulky. They take up space. And usually they take the space of about four capsules for most people. So there's two other nutrients that I can recommend to anyone without any testing. Because again, these are two other things that I continually see no one gets enough, almost no one gets enough from their diet. And they are fish oil and vitamin D. So fish oil, everyone's heard about the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids for cardiovascular health, for raising your good cholesterol, for your brain. Your brain is mostly made of water and fat. And 25% of the fat in your brain is made from docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, one of the two omega-3 fatty acids that you can only get from the ocean. The other one is EPA. So whenever you look at something that purports to be a good source of omega-3s, check and see how much EPA and DHA is in that product. And these are things that are only available in the ocean. There is no DHA or EPA, these most essential omega-3s that you hear all the health benefits about. There are none of those in any vegetable-based source. There's no EPA or DHA in walnuts or chia seeds or flax seeds. These are all good things that are nutritious, that are absolutely fantastic to include as a part of your diet. But you want to think of flax oil or flax seeds or chia seeds the way you think of olive oil or sunflower seeds. Just, they're good additions. They're great things to put on your salad. They're nutritious, but they do not produce the benefits that you hear about for omega-3 fatty acids, which mainly only come from, get from the ocean. So most people, to get adequate amounts of that, need to either eat a piece of salmon every day or some sardines or supplement. I recommend a gram and a half at least for most people, about 1,500 milligrams combined EPA and DHA in supplemental form, because most people don't get enough of it from their diet. The third nutrient I recommend everyone supplement, because no one gets enough of it from their diet, and the most important of the three, is vitamin D, but it looks like we're not going to have enough time to cover that today. I could do a whole show just on the importance and benefits of vitamin D, but let's just do a quick overview. Most adults need to supplement 5,000 units of vitamin D per day. You hear all the time, oh my God, you can take too much vitamin D, it's dangerous. Most medical doctors are worried that if you take too much vitamin D, you're going to get kidney stones. It's possible, but it never happens. Look in the literature. It's just really, really rare. It's very difficult to take too much vitamin D. Meanwhile, thousands of people die from cancers and colds and flus that could be prevented, end up in a hospital and die from infections and cancers that could have been prevented if their immune systems were working properly by virtue of having adequate vitamin D. So most adults should take 5,000 units of vitamin D a day. If you weigh less than 120 pounds, maybe 4,000 might be enough. But the most important way to ensure that you're getting adequate vitamin D is, like with everything else, get tested. The lab range for vitamin D on most standard tests is 30 to 100. So most doctors will order your vitamin D test for you, but they'll also egregiously, in my opinion, tell you that you're fine if it's 30 or above. And that's just not true. Your immune system will not function at its peak unless your vitamin D level is between 50 and 90. So get your vitamin D level tested. Take enough vitamin D. You're never going to get enough from the sun or doing gardening or walking around in short sleeves and short pants. You need to supplement 5,000 units a day, sometimes more, and get your blood levels tested to make sure that they're in between 50 and 90 so that your immune system is functioning at its peak. Do this and you can prevent a whole host of diseases. Especially, most people who do this never get colds and flus anymore, or if they do, they last for a couple of days instead of weeks or months. Your immune system is totally dependent on adequate levels of vitamin D. So let's talk about that case study I mentioned previously, an lovely 82-year-old lady whose blood pressure was consistently running around 157 over 90. She was otherwise fit. She was an orchestra conductor, a concert violinist. She was a force of nature. In her 80s, she was still running a school play at her church every year and directing this orchestra at her church. And you'd look at her and she just, you know, looked in to be an amazing, and she was in really phenomenal health for her age. She was thin and tall and had just an abundance of energy. But she had high blood pressure for over 20 years. And she refused to take any blood pressure medication because when she did, it made her dizzy. And she'd had bypass surgery 2 years ago, and her other doctor was constantly urging her to take medication to keep her blood pressure under control. So she asked me, you know, is there anything that you can recommend? And I said, have you ever tried taking fish oil? Yep, didn't work. I said, have you ever tried taking pomegranate juice? Because pomegranate juice can actually reverse arteriosclerosis in high concentrations, especially if it's not too sweet. Yep, tried that, didn't work. Have you ever tried turmeric? Yes. Have you ever tried taking any kind of systemic enzymes like serrapeptase or nattokinase? Yes. Have you tried taking CoQ10? Yes. Are you taking a good multivitamin with all the minerals your body needs to heal and repair it? She says, yep, I've tried all of those. None of them worked. I said, have you ever taken all of those things at the same time? Well, no, she says. Almost indignantly, of course not. Why would I do that? How would I say which one was working if I took them all at the same time? And I carefully explained that supplements, nutrients are not drugs. They do not work by themselves. They work synergistically. They work in combinations, just like all the nutrients in your food. Everyone knows that there's a lot of nutrients in broccoli. We've only identified a small portion of them. But they work in combination. So she started taking fish oil, pomegranate juice, turmeric, nattokinase, coenzyme Q10, and a good multivitamin. And in six, I also recommended that she do some stretching for flexibility, relaxation, and stress relief. And in 6 weeks, her blood pressure went down to 127 over 80. From 157 over 90 to 127 over 80. Her top number dropped 30 points and the bottom number dropped 10 points to nicely within the healthy range with no medication. That's really hard to do in an 80-year-old, especially a go-go active person like she was, which can create a certain amount of stress. We dropped her blood pressure 30 points without drugs, and she was elated. Remember, the condition of your body is always far more important than the name of any disease you've been diagnosed with. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley. You've been listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions for Almost Any Health Challenge. Tell somebody this weekend what you're grateful for, especially maybe someone you haven't talked to in a long time. That can be an amazing stress reliever. I'm grateful for you. Thank you very much for tuning in. Please tell all of your friends and family to tune in next Friday right here at 4 p.m. Have a fabulous rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley. If you have a health question you want discussed on the show, email your health questions to Dr. Binkley at binkleyhealingcenter.com. Take advantage of this opportunity to ask questions for yourself and for your loved ones, because our health matters. Join him next Friday at 4 p.m. for Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions, right here on 98.3 The Word, KDAR.